Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Zayin Omud Beis, and we're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we begin Simen Reish Tzadi Aleph, which deals with the very, very important halachos of Shalosh Sudos, Din Shalosh Sudos. And we begin with the Mechaber, Sif Aleph. The Mechaber tells us a person should be extremely careful. Yehei Zohir Ma'od, this is based upon the Gemara in Shabbos. Zorim Od, a person should be very careful, Lekayim Suda Shlishas. A person should be very careful to make sure that he eats Shalosh Sudos in the proper halachic way every single week. The Mishnah Berurah says, Kedisa B'Gemara, as the Gemara in Shabbos says, Chayiv Odom Lechol Shalosh Sudos B'Shabbos. A person has to eat three meals every Shabbos. And this is based upon an Asmachto, V'Yasmachu, Akra. This is based upon an allusion to the Pasuk, which says, D'chsev Hayom in Moshe, Ichlu Hayom. Kishabos Hayom, Lashem Hayom, Lo Simtsu Basodeh. It says three times in this Pasuk the word Hayom, Utlos Hayom, Kosod B'Krozeh, which teaches us that you should have three sudos. V'yomru Chazal, call him a kayim shalosh sudos b'Shabbos. Anybody that does have, in fact, three meals on Shabbos, nitzo mishalosh paronius, will be saved from three terrible problems. Number one, mechev lo shel Moshiach. He won't have to go through the birth pangs during the days when Moshiach comes from Herav Yameinu. Umidina shel Gehenim, and the person will not have to go and suffer through Gehenim, through hell. Umilchemes gog umogog, and he'll also be saved from the war between Klai Yisrael and Gog, who is the king of Magog. Gog and Magog are not two countries fighting each other. Gog is the melech of Magog. Shnemar v'gomer, as based upon certain psukim. Va'af lo'oni, oved mimokum lo'mokum, and even a poor person that's traveling from place to place. Sarach litin lo, kol ha'shalosh sudos b'Shabbos, when the Tomchi Shabbos people, when the people in the town are giving him provisions for this poor person, they should provide for him two meals every day, but on Shabbos they should provide for him three meals. Ukidisa b'yoridei b'sevin reishnun, as is learned over there. Then he tells us, "Ayin la'el b'simin reish ben beis." We already previously learned in Simin reish ben beis, b'mishnah Berurah over there, the af bishul suda shlishis kishem masig beis amokum lilvos tzarech lilvos. When a person has limited means and he has to borrow to bring himself nice things for Shabbos, where it's halachically appropriate that he should borrow, so then, assuming he can pay it back, so then he should borrow for Shalosh Sudos as well. In fact, the whole name Shalosh Sudos demonstrates that by eating this third suda, when we normally only have two sudas every day, you're showing that suda number one and suda number two will also look covered Shabbos and not just the regular meals that a person has. Deir Shufa number one brings down the kap from the Kaf Chaim. Shebesuda zu nikar covered a Shabbos. As I just mentioned, when you have Shalosh Sudos, you're demonstrating you're covered a Shabbos. Shabbi choyad odom ochel shtei sudos, because you eat two meals every day, one at night and one during the daytime. And therefore, this third meal demonstrates covered Shabbos. And therefore, he writes, Azohir bo, anybody that's careful about eating Shalosh Sudos, marish zorhu b'chovet Shabbos. He's showing, he's demonstrating that he's very careful with the honor of Shabbos. And he says, v'av shtei sudos shekvar ochel hu l'kovet Shabbos. And as I mentioned, this demonstrates that Suda number one and Suda number two were part of a triad over here, the three Sudas on Shabbos, and not just regular two meals that you have every day. Dishu foot number two brings down from the Avudram. When a person realizes that it's a mitzvah to have three meals on Shabbos, lo yocha b'shum suda mehen achil gasa. None of the meals that you're eating on Shabbos should be meals that are gluttonous type of meals. Elo kishir shiyucha lechol shenis l'kishiyagi ezman ha-suda l'sha'achrel. And each meal should be not filling you up so much so that you have no zitzfleisch, no ability to go and eat that next meal. V'nimsu kol sudoso l'shem mitzvah v'lesova nafsho. And therefore, as a result, all of the meals will be eaten for the shame of the mitzvah of eating on Shabbos and also to satiate your soul. V'yishor libo ponri lasu b'divrei Torah. And likewise, you won't be so stuffed that you won't be able to learn Torah. V'nimsu kovishes yitzro. By doing this, by saving some room for the next meal, you're also demonstrating power over your yitzhara. B'salku es ocha milafonav ba'odo toiv lo. And you don't eat to your full heart's desire, but you're leaving a little bit open and empty in your heart so that you'll have food for the next meal, and also you're demonstrating that you can defeat your Yetzirah. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'atim hu saveya, if a person is really full from the previous meals, this could easily happen in the winter days when you have a short afternoon and you come home from shul and you have your lunch, and then by the time it's Shalosh Sudos time, you're really not hungry yet. Nevertheless, even if you're full, yochol l'kayim osa b'chabetza. If you have, as we'll see, a little bit more than a chabetza's worth of food, so then you yotzei Shalosh Sudos with that, even if it's not a full, complete meal. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Beis, lab davka, it's not exactly a kibetza, elamat yosumi kibetza, a little bit more than an egg's worth, a kibetza. Because the kibetza, an exact egg's worth, mikri adayin achila saroy, that's still called like a temporary meal, not a full meal. Kamosh kosov sov, simen reish lam and beis, as we related learned previously in regards to various halachos of davening. Lo choshev suda, and that's not called there for suda, and you're supposed to have a suda on Shabbos. It brings us down the name of the Morgan of Ram. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, v'yei shomrim, There are those that say, brings it down in the Shaar HaTzion, Nos Aleph, from the El Yerabah and the Machzis HaShekel, Shafilu b'chezayis, Yotzei Yidei Hasuda. Even if you can't even have just a kezayis also satisfies the din of Shalosh Shudas. The Nochon L'Hachmir L'Chachila, but if a person is capable, he should certainly be Machmir Mefsher Lo, at least to have more than a little bit more than a kibetza, and ideally to have a full meal. B'chaber continues and he writes, if even that kibetza, or as we said, a kezayis, is not available to the person because he's so full, then if the guy is so stuffed, he had a big lunch and he didn't look ahead, a person who's wise will look ahead to make sure he doesn't stuff himself, as we just brought down from Deer Show footnote number 2, he shouldn't stuff himself so much that he can't have Shalosh Shudas. But if he did, for whatever the reason, or the person didn't stuff himself so much, but he's a fussy person, he can't eat a lot, if he eats a little bit, then he's full and then he's not hungry, and it would be Achilas Gasa. So in this situation, if a person can't eat at all, so Eino Chayvut Tzaris Atzmo, he shouldn't force himself to eat at distress to himself. As the Mishnah Berurah says, Dasudu La'onig Nitna, because the eating of these three meals is for pleasure for a person, below Litzar, and not to have the person be uncomfortable because he has an extra meal. And Deer Shofar number 5 brings down, certainly, if you feel that eating it will hurt you, for whatever the reason, that little bit more that you're going to eat is actually going to be deleterious to the person, Shekimat Korov Hadover Sha'over Bekach Isser, that actually is an Isser nearly, as opposed to certainly doing a mitzvah, which it's not. And therefore, the Mechaber tells us, "Ve'achacham ena b'rosho." A wise person has his eyes in his head. In other words, he sees what's going to be. Shlo yamale bitno besudas haboker. Don't eat so much at lunch. K'day litain makom l'suda shlishis. So you have enough room for suda shlishis. This is especially true in the winter months, where the days are much shorter, and therefore you could be eating lunch at 12 o'clock and going to eat shalosh shudas at 3 o'clock. And if you have a huge meal, it takes you 2-3 hours to eat this huge meal. So you're almost finishing and just in time to start shalosh shudas. Nobody has an appetite. So a smart person will cut down a little bit on the midday meal so he has room for Shalosh Shudas. That's what the Mechaber is telling us over here. K'day litain makom l'suda shlishis. The Mishnah Berurah Sitkot and Dalet says, they're located, because if you don't do this, l'fomim hi achil gasa, because the person knows how important it is to have Shalosh Shudas, and he's so stuffed, but he eats anyway, v'einu chashuv achila. If he's so stuffed that this is an achil gasa, gluttonous eating, so then he's not yotze eating in that fashion. We have a similar din that on Yom Kippur, right? If the person eats a huge amount of food before Yom Kippur, and then for whatever the reason, he goes and eats something when he really is so full, it's achilas gas at the very start of Yom Kippur, technically, he's not overeating from Yom Kippur. A tzaddik, he's certainly not, and it's a terrible thing to do that, but technically, that's not called eating. Achilas gasa doesn't have the status of eating. So too, if you're eating an achilas gasa, be it for Shalosh Shudas, einu chashuv achila. The issue for number 6 points out, it really has to be that you absolutely have no ability to eat anymore. But if you just feel full, and normally you wouldn't eat, but now I'm going to eat a little bit more because it's a mitzvah shalosh shudas, so then that's not called achilas gasa. That is, in fact, a proper way to perform the mitzvah if that's all that you can do. Then the Ramah says, I go mishalo ochal b'leil Shabbos, yochal shalosh sudas b'yom Shabbos. The Ramah brings down from the Rosh that if for whatever the reason you weren't able to have a meal on Friday night, so then you should try to have 3 meals on Shabbos during the day. Mishnah Berurah explains this if gotten hay, but gam kein tzorach lekadish b'shachrus kol kiddush alayla. When you're having the first meal during the day, since you didn't make the kiddush that is somewhat the araisa, as we've already explained, there's the idea that you should be mekadish Shabbos, that's a din araisa, and the rabbi said to do it with wine on the Suda, so since you didn't do that on Friday night, you should do that Shabbos morning, that first meal that you're making kiddush on, you should say the kiddush that you normally say on Friday night, mekadesh haShabbos, muvad vayichulu, but you don't have to say vayichulu because that you already said in the davening. Imlo kiddush ba'arvis, if you didn't have kiddush at nighttime because you've already said vayichulu, but the rest you should say, as we've already explained, l'chanal b'simin reish ayin aleph sivches. And then the Mishnah Berurah tells us, v'hu adin b'yontiv, the same din apply on yontiv. If you didn't make the kiddush on yontiv evening, so then the next day you should make 2 meals. Mishalocha b'lel yontiv, tzorech lecho shtei sudos l'mocha b'yom. Then you have 2 meals, because yontiv only has 2 meal requirement for it, not 3. There is no shalosh shudas on yontiv. The b'yontiv achiv hu shtei sudos, achas b'layla v'achas b'yom. On yontiv, we're only required to have 2 meals, one at night, one during the day. If you didn't have the one at night, then you should have 2 during the day. And likewise, if for whatever the reason the person did not make kiddush on Yom Tov evening, so then he makes kiddush the following day, the Yom Tov evening kiddush he makes on Yom Tov morning. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav explains also, v'im shachach ritzei bebirchas hamazon besuda shniya, if a person did not say ritzei during the second meal, so then the Mishnah Berurah says, mitzadidim lachronim shalo lachzor ulavara, that you don't go back and say ritzei again. Now, we have to understand what we're talking about over here. So if you look in Deer Shofar number 7, he brings down In regards to somebody that didn't have the Yontif night meal, and he's having two sudas during the day, so we learned in Simen Kuf Pei Ches, Shim Kishesod Bayom Suda Shnia Shachach Es Haskar B'Bichas Hamazon Chayev Lachsul Avarach. Then the person has to go and make the bracha again, say the benching again if he forgot to say Yalav Yavo. Mishum Shachayev Lecho Paspa Sudasu, because even the second meal there's an absolute obligation to have bread. But here the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that the din is different, that in the second meal on Shabbos, when you've had three sudas to eat on Shabbos during the day because you didn't eat the suda at night, then you don't have to repeat Ritzei. That's what he seems to be saying, even though normally the second meal of Shabbos, you do have to repeat Ritzei. It's only by Sholosh Sudas, the third meal, that you don't say Ritzei again. You have to bench again if you forgot to say Ritzei. But let's look further in Deir Shufut number 7 to explain this more. And he says in the second paragraph, if for whatever the reason, and this can happen all the time at a kiddush, the person goes to a shul kiddush, he makes kiddush and eats a full meal of mezonos but doesn't wash, and then he goes home and he has later on shalish sudas and he washes the shalish sudas, but he forgot to say by shalish sudas in the benching would say. So the Kaf HaChaim says in that situation, he doesn't have to go back and bench again because he forgot to say ritzei. And the Pisrei Tshuva says he's not sure if this is true. Vitzarach Iyun. However, if at the second meal he had pasabo bekistin kodem asuda, so for example at the kiddush he had kiddush and he had pasabo bekistin, which requires him to say an alamichya, and he said the ritzei in the alamichya. So then the stipler gons that sal brings down shekivin sheish lomar shepasabo bekistin nachsheves kipas gemura, since this could constitute a full suda, even though you make a bar minyan mezonos and an alamichya on it. Mikomokum yotzo bo yedecho vasuda shabbos. That does satisfy the requirement for suda shabbos according to the stipler, and therefore nachsheves lo hasuda hashtia kisuda shlishes, and therefore this counts as shalosh sudas according to the stipler. Therefore, if you forgot to say ritzei in this benching, mistama, you would not have to go back. However, it brings down the opinion from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that he does have to go back in this situation and bench when he forgot to say ritzei. Kivin shebederach klal ein daitum shalochlim pasabo bekisnin lotzeis bo yidei chov asuda shabbos, because when the people ate at the kiddush and they had pasabo bekisnin, they didn't intend that to be the second meal. And therefore, they weren't eating it as the second meal. So now, when he has shalish shudis, that's not really shalish shudis. That's the second meal. That's the second time he's washing. And the din is that you have to repeat the benching if you forgot to say ritzei during the second meal. In any event, this is a complicated sugya. And a person should try to be very careful not to forget ritzei so he doesn't get involved in these major machlokasin. Indeed, the Shari Tshuva over here in Oz Beis brings down from the Birki Yosef, Shemesupak imuchuyiv lecho pas, the Shemarak besuda aleph, Ubei sudos acheros. The man d'amar suda gimel obay pas. According to the opinion, says shalosh sudas doesn't have to be bread. So maybe when you're having two meals besides the Shabbos morning meal, then in that situation, maybe both of these meals don't require pas. Again, as I said, one should be careful and try to eat the meals in the appropriate time and place to get around all of these machlokas. Now we go to Sif Beis. Machaber writes Zimano. When is the proper time to have shalosh sudas? Mishiyagi is man mincha. When it's already the time to daven mincha, which is either mincha gedola 12:30 into the day or beyond that. Dainu mishe shows umechza ulamala. In our idealized day, that's from 6.5 hours into the day. V'yamasah kodem lchein. If you in fact ate shalosh sudas before it's time to daven mincha, lokiyam mitzvah suda shlishis. The machaber's opinion is that you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of eating shalosh sudas. You just had another meal in the morning. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Nazayin, "V'im hischu lechol asuda shlishis kodem chatzos." If you started to eat the meal before 6.5 hours into the day, "V'im shucha asuda ad achar shegi esman mincha gedola," but it continued and you ate a kizayis of bread after the 12:30 times 6.5 hours into the day, then yotzo. He brings down that you would in fact fulfill shalosh shudas to ha'koponim achola bismanim, because you did have the meal after the zman of mincha. V'lo azlinam b'zeh basur hatzchola. And we don't look at the start of the meal, but we look at did you have any of the meal after 6.5 hours into the day. However, the Ramah adds, "Obi yahagoh yesh omrim da'asu lishtos mayim bein mincha l'marav b'shabbos." The Ramah says, "Be careful not to drink water between mincha marav on Shabbos afternoon." Because at that point in time, the neshamas begin to go back to their places. They're given off, so to say, for Shabbos, and begin to go back to their places in Gehenna. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Ches, it's close to the time when they're going back to Gehenna. Visa b'medrash, and it says in the medrash, if anybody drinks water during the Ben HaShemoshos period on time on Shabbos afternoon, kilu gozel kirovav ha-mesim. It's as if you're stealing from the mason. Bainin B'Mordechai, Perek Avi B'Sochem B'Orech, who explains this in more detail, and we can see a little bit of this in Dir Shifut number 10, where he explains, Shekodim Shechozrim HaMesim L'dinam, before the Mesim go back to Gehenim and are judged for the rest of the week, Shosim Hei Mayim, they drink some water, and therefore, if you drink during that time, L'chein HaShosim B'Shazu Gozel Osam, in some way, it's considered that you're stealing from them. I'm not sure I fully understand this, but those are the words of the Mordechai. In any event, the Ramah continues and he says, "Yalkein ein lechol suudo shlishis bein mincha lemariv." Therefore, a person shouldn't have his suda of shalosh shudas between mincha marv, which is strange because that's when most people have it. In fact, Ella, what does this first opinion in the Yesh Omim in the Ramah say? Ella yochalosa kodem mincha, and he brings this down from the Tosos, the Rosh, and the Mordechai in Arvei Pesachim that a person should eat shalosh shudas before he davens mincha, not after he davens mincha. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Tes, "Depen yavo gam lishtos," because if you eat, you may come to drink. And as we pointed out, you shouldn't drink between this twilight period of time on Shabbos afternoon after Mincha. But then the Ramah brings down the Yesh Omrim. He brings down another opinion. This is in the name of the Rambam, the Tur, the Gos Maimonios, the Ogur, and another abbreviation of a Rav who I'm not sure who that is. Hey Gimel Mem Resh. In any event, all of these Rishonim say the Osatov lispalo mincha tchila, that a person should ideally daven mincha first and then eat shalosh shudas. And the Ramah concludes v'chein noagin lechatchila b'chol medinos elu. That is the common custom amongst Ashkenazic Jews. Mr. Borisov Kornyud explains the osu lechol ad shispalo. You shouldn't eat a meal before you daven mincha. And Dishafut number 11 brings down from the Yorach Hashulchan al pi Kabbalah shakol sudas haShabbos nisaknu liachar tefila hashiachesla. Every meal is associated with the tefillah before it. So the tefillah at Friday night is associated with the ma'ar before it. The lunch meal that you have is associated with shachris and musaf. And the shalosh sudas is associated with mincha. So you should always daven before you eat. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, and the first opinion that said the other way around, by there, Rishona, Srilu, the Suda Ketana Shari, that a small meal, Shalosh Shudas is not a big meal, so a small meal is allowed to be eaten before you daven mincha, Kamo Shekosav B'Simul Reish Lamed Beis, as we learned over there. Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Yudav explains, V'chei Noagim L'chachila, Ramah says, we paskin like this, that you should have Shalosh Shudas after you daven mincha. Where that is going to be difficult, however, to have the meal after mincha. Many places you go to shul and they finish davening mincha very close to the shkia. You won't have time to get home and the shul doesn't have shalosh shudas. So then yuchal afilu lechatchila lekayim masuda kol demincha. Then there is absolutely no problem with eating shalosh shudas before you daven mincha. Especially in Mokodim Zman Mincha Katana, especially if you're having it early enough during the day that it doesn't run into a problem that you're having a Suda once Mincha Katana, once you've reached 9.5 hours into the day, 3:30 in our idealized day. Finally, Elba Simon Reish Lamed Beis, Mishnah Berurah, Simon Reish Sadeh, the Mishnah Berurah, many of these halachos of eating before Davni Mincha were discussed over there, what constitutes an inappropriate time to eat before Mincha and what constitutes a big meal. The Ramah continues and he writes, we call Mokom Ein Lishtos Mayim Min HaNahoros. He says one should not drink water from a river during this period of time, Avol B'Bayi Shari. But there is no problem if you're having your Shalosh Sudas in between Mincha Marv and Shabbos afternoon, which we said is a problem to drink water. He says that's only water from rivers, but it's not a problem drinking tap water or water from your house. The Kol Shekein, Shor Mashkim the Sharman. Certainly, he brings down for the Govus Maimonios that other types of beverage is also not a problem to drink them during this period of time. He brings down from the Aguda and the Mordechai that even this problem of drinking water is only specifically when you're drinking it during the period of time, Rachmon al-Islam, when you're in the 12-month period of Avelus for a mother or for a father. And he brings down one more V'yei Shomrim, the Isuzeh Shoshtias Mayim, this idea of not drinking water, ain't no rock be Erev Shabbos. It's not actually on Shalosh Shudas time, it's actually on the Erev Shabbos period of time, and this is brought down in the name of the Tosos, and the Rosh, and the Mordechai, and the name of Rabbi Meshulam, and also the Agos Maimonios. And if you see this inside, in Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yud Gimel, he says Shemafarshim Madisa B'Medrash. That which the Medrash says that we brought down B'Shabbos Bein Hashmashos, it doesn't mean Shabbos afternoon. It actually means Haynu Bein Hashmashos Shalel Shabbos. It means Friday night Bein Hashmashos. You shouldn't drink then water. And finally, we skipped Sivkot and Yud Beis in the Mishnah Berurah Svir Leila De'Azu that you can't have it from a river. The Madisa B'Medrash Hanav. That which we said in the Medrash, you shouldn't drink water. The English Tos Mayim Bein Hashmashos Haynu Dafka B'Shosim Bein Anharos. That only applies to rivers. I believe as well there are some Kabbalistic ideas over here, maybe having something to do with the Be'er Shel Miriam as well. These are certainly outside the realm of normal, typical halacha, and most people are not choshish for them, as we just explained over here in the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah. And Be'ezus Hashem, we should worry and be concerned much more about fulfilling the mitzvah, great mitzvah of Shalosh Shudas properly, and all the Hidurim that we've discussed. That concludes today's shiur.